The 40-year-old tax reciprocity agreement between the two states was canceled in 2009 at the direction of then-Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty. The agreement allowed those living on one side of the border and working on the other to file a single state income tax form. Now those people have to file in both states. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker was in Hudson promoting the payment to Minnesota as a vital first step in getting a reciprocity agreement back on the table.
When we get, and this is the first step towards doing this, a solid tax reciprocity plan in place, it not only helps people working in Wisconsin, living in Minnesota, or working in Minnesota, living in Wisconsin, it also helps in particular employers, in many cases, who employ people on either side.
Walker says of all those affected by the loss of tax reciprocity in Wisconsin, 60% of them live in the St. Croix Valley area. He says he's been talking with current Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton about a new deal since January, and even with a government shutdown in the Gopher State, a solution could come soon.
The great thing about this issue is it's not a partisan issue, but the biggest barrier to that was the fact that last December, the previous administration had not made that payment, and so we made the payment plus the interest. That is a giant step forward for us to work out the details, and I'm confident within the next month or two, we can get something done.
Walker says a new tax reciprocity deal may be reached within months, but it might not be implemented until the next tax year. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.